We're live, we're local, topical, relevant, and we talk about everything. And now I want to pivot to some local news. In Cobb County, there is a huge fight brewing, and I am here to join that fight. It's a mobility splost. Basically, what Cobb County commissioners, the commissioners want to do is increase Cobb County sales tax by 1%. So it's at 6%, wants to go to 7% in order to cover public mass transportation, mass transit. And so I've got Lance Lamberton. He heads up the Cobb County Taxpayers Association. He's also worked in a Reagan White House as Deputy Director of the White House Office of Public Information, and he's been in Georgia and Cobb County since 2001. Welcome, sir. Welcome to the Shelley Winter Show, Lance.
Thank you, Shelley, for having me.
Not a problem. So first, explain to people what the MSPLOST is. What does that mean? What is it?
The official name of this referendum is called the Mobility Splost, and that's what the county, Cobb County, is calling it. I think it's more accurate to just call it a transit tax. And the thing about calling it a mobility tax or a splost, and I don't know if your listeners know what splost means, but it means special purpose local option sales tax. And the problem with calling it a mobility splost is that it's a misnomer, because as I'll argue in this discussion, it's actually going to decrease mobility in the county rather than improve it.
So,
and it costs us a lot of money to do so.
So Cobb County, they want to increase it by 1%?
Move it from 6% to 7%. We currently have 6%, which gives us a little bit of a business advantage to surround the counties.
Right, that's what I wanted to ask you. So at 6%, right now, Cobb has one of the lowest sales taxes in the metro Atlanta area, correct?
That's correct.
So that means if someone goes shopping in Cobb versus Fulton or Douglas or something like that, you're paying less of a sales tax. So that incentivizes people to spend money in Cobb.
That is absolutely correct.
And people know this because people follow their money. So let's go to the next question. What is this money supposed to fund? I know we talked about mobility, but what specifically are the commissioners saying this is supposed to fund?
What it's supposed to fund is building out a public infrastructure, mostly of bus rapid transit buses, and expanding bus service throughout the county. And they have special routes, about 110 miles worth of roadways or routes are going to be added to it. And there's another thing they're going to include called there's a certain thing that they produce where they can provide you with transportation, supposedly transportation from door to door. But there are some problems with that. It's called microtransit. I forgot the name of it, microtransit. So this is what they plan to do is a 30-year tax, and that's not a typo. It's rather absurd to think that we as taxpayers would commit to a 30-year commitment to build out infrastructure which may be completely obsolete within 10 to 15 years.
Absolutely. And when you say obsolete, you mean mass transit.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. And so what – so here's – let me – play devil's advocate, right? I know what the people who want this tax passed, they're going to say. I already know what they're going to say. But they're going to say that Cobb residents who are against this tax don't want African-Americans, Hispanics, minority groups, poor minority groups to be able to use public transportation in Cobb. Therefore, they won't move there, and therefore, Cobb County can stop the diversifying efforts that they're doing right now. That's what the people who want this tax to be passed. What would you say to them when they say it?
Well, I look at it from another perspective. Is it a good value for the money? How many people are going to be served by this expansion of mass transit, regardless of the color, ethnicity of the people who are going to use it? The problem is that the overwhelming majority of people paying for the tax will never see any benefit. It won't reduce congestion, but it will make it worse, and that's because it will take resources away from projects that need to be funded that would actually reduce congestion and improve public safety. I can give you a couple of examples of them if you'd like.
Yes, absolutely. Please do.
Okay, here's a couple of them. The intersection between Cobb Parkway and Windy Hill is the most dangerous and congested in the entire state. By separating the two roads and putting the parkway under Windy Hill, we could save lives and reduce congestion. Another example is to realign McCollum Parkway so that it intersects with Kennesaw due west. This would likewise reduce accidents and congestion. But if the county commits its resources and its tax resources into this expansion of mass transit, where is the money going to come from to be able to build out these necessary projects to reduce congestion and improve public safety? There simply won't be enough money. There will not be appetite on the part of the voters to pass the transit tax and then to pass another tax on top of that to build the infrastructure changes that I suggest.
And so, and those infrastructure change, and the people, the buses or the transit, it's really just creating more congestion. Am I right?
Well, just think about it. When you're driving around and you kind of get caught behind a city bus of some sort, okay? You've got to wait for people to get off the bus and on the bus. And then you've got to figure out a way to get around the bus. But the most egregious part of it is with the bus rapid transit, they plan to have dedicated routes, that meaning that nobody can enter the particular guideway that would be used by the bus rapid transit. Now, if they've got the space and the resources to do that,
right,
for a vehicle that only